This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration acknowledged on Sunday that several U.S. institutions were hacked on behalf of a foreign government. Experts believe Russia is likely behind the attack on the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. U.S. media is calling it one of the most sophisticated attacks on U.S. government systems in years. Both the FBI and the cybersecurity arm of the Department of Homeland Security are investigating the breach. There are a lot of unknowns still, including the extent of the intrusion, the motive, and whether other agencies were affected. U.S. National Security Council officials met on Saturday at the White House to discuss the attack. Reports say a sophisticated hacking group stole information related to internet and telecommunications policymaking. The Reuters news agency first reported the breach. It said U.S. intelligence officials are concerned that hackers may have used similar means to break into other government agencies besides Treasury. Later Sunday, the Commerce Department confirmed that one of its agencies had been breached. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, part of the Homeland Security Department, was led until recently by Christopher Krebs, who was fired last month by President Donald Trump. Krebs has not been replaced. Krebs was dismissed after calling the November national election, quote, the most secure in American history, end quote. That statement angered Mr. Trump, who has claimed without evidence that voting and vote count irregularities led to President-elect Joe Biden's victory. The European Union and Britain on Sunday threw out their self-imposed deadline to complete post-Brexit trade negotiations and declared they would go the extra mile to clinch an agreement. Failure to do so would cause chaos in trade between the two entities at the start of 2021. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.